Greetings, 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 everybody. How are we doing on this Sunday evening, post-Thanksgiving? Yeah, everyone was able to roll off of their chair and head on over here, so that's fantastic. You all didn't eat too much, good for you. All right, tonight we actually just invented this probably about 3 minutes ago, and what we're going to do is kind of a little round robin. We're going to have everybody kind of go up one right after another. I will let you guess and pick who is who. However, I will introduce a couple of people. First and foremost is, as a breathtakingly intricate member of our human race, Ping has overcome ego rapture as to envision an alignment of her personality with her poetry. Dr. Wang seized the discipline to acquire a PhD in comparative literature, placing compassion next to brutality, all the while reminding us to laugh. She has made St. Paul her home and is here tonight to play and to feel alive. Everyone give a round of applause for Ping. And next up on our round robin is Paul Nelson. See, he shines as a humorous ass, bringing assonant rhythms and new age Baroque stylings. His vibratory mannerisms will collapse your brain's 7.14 hertz wave functions into a prehensive resonance through openly projected verse. Paul's delivery will create maddeningly stark visual perceptions through his oral field. Please give it up, down, left, and right for the illustrious Paul Nelson. And next, pull your belly up to the table for some deliciously inventive fables. Nevermore cried the Raven's lore as to deliver such a broad-shouldered heart as Ace Moore. Oh. And now one of my personal favorites, and has been for a very long time, Mr. Mark Fleury. Insane rapture and absolutely modified human pose gives him the prose to stand up here and the power to induce a limelight into your eyesight that will forever blind you, and hopefully your ears will not be any lessened. I give you Mark Fleury.